You have a big event coming up this weekend, right?
Yes, we do. I cannot believe it's already here.
I know. Zoom, zoom, right?
Yes. I feel like January was going real slow, and now it's just been speeding along.
Yeah. Everything's getting, all of a sudden, everything is here. Yes. So tell us more about what's coming up on Saturday.
Yeah. So we have our Spring Gallery Walk Saturday, April 13th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a great chance to just explore the downtown. I also hear it's supposed to be a beautiful day.
Yes. I'm going to be in the
80s. Yes, it is. Yes. I'm very excited. So it's just a great chance to come see different local artists, support local business. There'll be artists and performers hosted by local businesses throughout the district. We'll have maps at locations, and all the information will be on our website, mainstreetfremont.com. And we'll also have a $3 happy hour at participating locations.
Oh, okay. So any guess as to how many businesses are going to be participating on Saturday?
We have more than 15 signed up, but we're still following up with a few. So it could be somewhere around 20 probably.
Okay. So entertainment will range from maybe an acoustic guitar, I'm just guessing, to maybe some groups that'll be singing?
Yeah, absolutely. We've also had spoken word poets in the past and different performers like that. So it's a good variety. And same with the art. You will see visual art, different mediums, and they'll also use, we have some pottery people. We have permanent jewelry. She'll be there again. So
yeah, should be a fun afternoon. Boy, with the weather cooperating too. Wow.
Yes, very excited for that. It's always nice when that works out.
This is kind of the start of things again for you, isn't it? As we head into the end of spring and move into summer maybe?
Yes, it sure is. Yeah, we have our downtown cleanup day in May, which is May 16th. And we just are asking volunteers to come help clean downtown from 8:30 to 10:30 on a Thursday. And then we're kicking off the summer concert series in June. So.
Oh my gosh, I know. That'll be crazy. And before we know it, the flowers will be hanging.
Yes, that should happen probably right after Mother's Day weekend. So.
Okay. And that'll be here before we know it too. It's like a month away.
It is. I know it feels like it should be farther away, but here we are.
Oh, there's so many different stores downtown that people can take a look at, especially for things like Mother's Day, Father's Day, and places to dine for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. You want to get those reservations in now.
I don't want to highlight just any business, but I noticed that there's been pretty good crowds at the ice cream shop at the corner of 5th and Main.
Yes. Yeah. They've been having a great turnout so far. I was surprised even with opening in the winter, they were still doing fantastic. And now with the spring and summer coming, I know they're just going to be bustling.
Oh, it's going to be.
Yeah. Have you been? Obviously.
I've been in there, but I've taste tested a couple things. And that's as far as I've gotten. I haven't been down there for my real waffle cone yet or whatever.
Oh my gosh,
I'm
they are delicious.
Yeah, good
they
stuff.
Absolutely wonderful. Yes. Right there at 5th and Main.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And while you're downtown, check out our website. We have a directory so you can find all the other businesses, and it's broken up by category. So you can, if you're looking to shop, we have all the shops in there.
Nice, nice. Again, the spring gallery walk will be what hours again?
11 a.m. to 3 p.m. this Saturday.
Okay.
And are you going to have any street vendors at this one, or is it just pretty
likely
much?
Likely no.
No? Okay.
It's kind of tricky to do this time of year. Yeah, everybody's kind of starting their season.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, but I'm sure it'll be plenty busy. And it doesn't always end at 3. You can always dine.
Oh, yeah. Oh gosh, yeah.
Restaurants will still be open. Bars will still be open.
Yeah.
Most of the shops stay open on Saturdays till at least 4, if not 5. So.
Yeah, and it seems like there's been some pretty good activity downtown here, even this spring.
Absolutely. We have been bustling. It's been fantastic to see.
Yeah, very good. Anything else?
We do have an entrepreneurship focus group coming up. So if anybody is an entrepreneur in the Fremont area, this is not just for downtown. Please reach out to us. You can contact me at director@mainstreetfremont.org. It's going to be a virtual focus group Monday, April 15th from 2 to 3. And it's just a chance to share your experience as an entrepreneur and tell us about what resources you might be in need of so that we can help kind of build that network.
Okay. And they just get a hold of you to be a part of that?
Yes.
Okay. Creative District. I know we've had in the news lately received some really good monies, over $400,000. And not every city is receiving monies, but there were a group of about 7 that did. And boy, that really will be a good boost for John C. Fremont Park, right?
Yes, that's so exciting. I'm so excited to see the amphitheater and permanent restrooms. I'm sure anybody who's been to an event in John C. Fremont Park knows that we have to get in porta potties, or we have to ask Parks and Rec to change your schedule to clean them. And it's a hassle. So it'll be a lot more exciting to have permanent restrooms and amphitheater, because the trailer stage works, but I'm sure parks also will enjoy not having to come bring it out every single time we have a concert.
Yeah, yeah. I can't believe they're going to build the amphitheater out of the gerbil run. I'm just kidding. No.
And if you haven't been downtown if you haven't been downtown lately, speaking of which, whole different look there about the gerbil run.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's almost down.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah. It might have it down by the end of the week here. Mm-hmm. We'll see. But yeah, they're making good progress on that. Yeah. But John C. Free, that will be that, having an amphitheater, an actual permanent building of some sort, will be really. Is that finalized? Is the plan finalized yet for
Not
that?
Not that I am aware of.
Okay. Okay.
So I think they're still looking at concepts.
Good. Yep. Good deal. Lainey, appreciate it.
Yeah,
best ways to get a hold of you.
It would be go to our website at mainstreetfremont.com, and there's contact us information. Otherwise, 402-721-2264 is our office phone number.
Perfect.
Awesome. Thank you. Looking forward to the gallery walk this weekend in downtown Fremont.